everyone, and welcome back to my podcast, And Life Goes On. This week, we'll be talking more about what we spoke about last week and things that we spoke about before, and more about love. So let's begin. So before we begin, I would first like to thank everyone who has been sending out their kind words, wishing me, showing their concerns, their positive messages, and how things that I'm saying has somehow given them a better perspective over life and everything. And everybody who's been giving love and sharing the podcast and everything else. I would also like to thank everyone who's been taking out a lot of time and giving me feedbacks about their own understanding and how they perceive things. This is very, very important for me because my aim is to really make everyone understand these messages that I receive. Okay, so don't freak out, okay? What is this lunatic saying? No, I'm a lovely person. Anyway, so, but then I have been receiving these messages and I have been getting the urge to spread these messages across. And I really want these messages to be understood in a very, very, very clear manner. And everybody who's been giving me feedbacks or asking me questions and their own opinions, it makes me understand how I can improve to better, so that you all can, you know, better conceive all these messages. So, yes, a lot of gratitude to all of you, and thank you so much. I would also like to tell you how I spent this weekend, because this was such a lovely and a transforming weekend for me. This weekend, I learned a new level of a healing modality that I learned 2 months back, and this weekend I learned the next level of that. So it was so beautiful. The meditations, the healings that we did, they were so powerful, and I just transcended into another dimension. It was so, so wonderful, and it was, I could receive these messages. I was in some other dimension, some other world. Not just that, I also took out time to just cut off from all the external communications of people and the most common medium of communication, especially for me, because I live in another country and most of my friends and family are in India or in some other countries. So we all communicate via internet. So I did not use any social media platform, not even WhatsApp, nowhere, for 48 hours. And I received a validation from Headspace. I opened Headspace. And if you don't have Headspace, I would recommend you people to download Headspace to understand mindfulness better. And this application has every day a new video and a sort of a goal that you can do. So this time it says that try, staying away from your phone for 48 hours. And see who controls you. Does your phone control you, or you control your phone? So I realized that I became very used to of checking my notifications, and not just notifications, but then just having my phone in my hand after every 2 minutes. So if I don't have my phone, I would just habitually do that. And because I'm practicing a lot of mindfulness, so I realized that I'm doing this. So this is honestly the first step of realization, and you will get to this stage once you start practicing mindfulness. So you'll become more aware of the things that you are doing unintentionally or intentionally, and then you will realize how and what you need to change. So yes, this was another sort of validation that I need to stay away from my phone. I have to just let go of this habit. I have to just change this habit. And it was a wonderful weekend, wonderful weekend. I spent a lot of time reading new books. I finished an old book. It was called Think Like a Monk by Jay Shetty. I think I've spoken about it before. I always post about it on my Instagram. And I like reading all my books very slowly. Very, 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 very slowly. And I've started a new book. It's called Conversation with God. And I'm also reading another book in parallel, because I like reading two books in parallel. It's called Things That You Observe Only When You Slow Down. So this is like a very short book. It has more of quotations, so I only read it before I go to sleep. Yes, so it has been so wonderful, so magical, and I'm so happy. So coming to what we spoke about last week. Last week we spoke about love and how to incorporate more and more love into your system. So, and I gave you some exercises. First was reflection, that you have to find people or situations that have been bothering you in the recent times, and you have to jot them down, and you have to find out how and where in your life you are being or acting like the same person or doing the same things that are bothering you. Again, this has to bother you. Next, once you do that, you practice acceptance. You accept that yes, you are being those things, and then you show gratitude to the universe. Because this is the form of communication by the universe to you to show how much the universe loves you. And next is you forgive this person and this situation, this habit inside you, and you forgive the other person also, and you let go of it. And the fourth was love. Now, I understand that I did not give a lot of detailed information about what acceptance does. Like, what does acceptance really mean, and what does gratitude mean? How do you do this? The reason why I did not do it because, first of all, this work of reflection would take up a lot of time. My throat chakra is a little blocked, I guess. I don't know. So, this part of acceptance, or rather reflection work, this takes a lot of toll of you, a huge toll of you, because understanding and accepting situations and your own role to play in certain situations hurts your ego a lot. But then ego is something that we don't need. We really don't need it in our lives. And you know, people would, and I understand when you know somebody says that you need to channelize your ego, and I've done that for a very long time. I have channelized my ego a lot. I used to channelize my ego. You know, somebody would come to me and say that you cannot do this, and I would try my best to prove them wrong, you know, and then I'd be like, yes. But then even after I have channelized my ego, I would win something out of ego, and that would not give me happiness. It is good to channelize your ego, yes. That is, I think, the first step. It's better to, you know, rather than directing your ego somewhere, you should just channelize it. But then only channelizing your ego would not give you peace. You know, imagine situations where you have channelized your ego to prove somebody wrong, or just, you know, prove situations wrong and say that, yes, I can do this. I can do this. I will show this person. Even if you don't say it out loud and you do these things, do you really feel happy? Because this other person does not really even know that you've done it or not. It doesn't even affect that other person to that level or that measure. Or even if it does, like, it's how important is it in the long run? Do you remember things that you did 10 years back out of ego just to prove somebody else wrong? And now, do you even feel happy about it? So, to feel content, I really feel that as adults, this is again not for children. Removing their egos is not another option, but then we'll talk more about ego and why it's not for children, not a good thing for children to remove their egos completely. But then for adults, we don't need ego at all. So, reflection work takes a lot of time because it hurts your ego. Again, this does not take the responsibility away from the person that you have who has hurt you, but then in a way, once you take responsibility, why it is hurting you becomes much more clearer. And once you understand why it has hurt you in the way that it did, you just accept yourself for who you are. And this is, I think, one of the most important parts of love. And it's sometimes, you know, there would be situations where you would face maybe abuse. For example, let's take this example. For example, if you're facing some kind of abuse, be it emotional abuse. Now, in this case, you wouldn't understand why are you facing this? Who is it? Like in my case, I could understand because I was being emotionally abusive to myself. And so I understood why I did not face acceptance in real life or in this world. And but then in some cases maybe it's not as clear. But then the first step is really acceptance. Because it's such a huge form of love that you can give to somebody, you know? Even when you don't understand why they need what's happening, or why they require something that they say that they require, or why something is happening in this case around you that you don't understand. But then once you accept that this is universe's love of showing me something that I probably don't understand at this moment, this is, I think, one of the highest forms of love that you will ever, 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 ever experience. So I would like to give you an example from my own life on acceptance. I was in the hospital, and after being discharged from the hospital, I was still, you know, it takes time. It takes time to come out of depression, and it takes time. You need to give yourself a lot of time. I was a different person, but then I was still, you know, not accepting of certain situations. And I was still, you know, somehow I thought that it's everyone else's fault. It really, I thought that, you know, things that were happening, it was not because of me, it was because of someone else, it was because of this person, this person, this person. This is the reason for my stress. And it was all on the outside, it was never on the inside. I was not really taking responsibility because my ego was stopping me from taking responsibility, and that was what was not giving me my own power in my life. Now, after a while, I got in touch with somebody, and I needed money for learning these healing modalities. I call my papa and I ask him that, you know, I have to do this, and I ask him that you have to give this much amount of money to this person because I need to take this up. And he just says, okay, just give me 5 minutes, and he transfers it. That was the moment I realized what love is. It's acceptance. My papa, he does not do all these spiritual things. He is a very evolved human being, yes. But then he does not do all these spiritual things as much as I do. But then, and he doesn't understand what I am doing because I asked for that amount of money for some reading that had to be done, and I really wanted to know about it. And it was again a spiritual reading, so I wanted to get that done, and my papa did not ask me even a single question. And you know, though he did not understand what it even meant, what that word even meant that I was asking the money for, I just said I needed for this thing, just pay this amount. And but then he just immediately transferred the amount without a second question. And this is not a small amount that I'm talking about. And this has not happened once. I asked my sister for some amount, and that was also a huge amount. And I was asking this huge amount from everyone from home because I wanted to do all these spiritual things. I wanted to learn more and more and more. And nobody asked me even a single question. And it's not like, you know, they are also doing all these things. So yes, they are on they understand what I'm doing. They don't understand what I'm doing, what I'm talking about. And you know, my mom, she also calls me Poo Bunny Parvati, for those of you who know Bollywood and who understand Hindi. So it's Poo, my mom calls me Poo Bunny Parvati. So Poo is a character from an Indian Bollywood movie. And she is all the time into makeup and everything, and you know, doesn't care about anyone or something like that. She's sort of mean girls, something. Okay, so Indian form of that thing, I don't know. And now suddenly one day she goes to a temple, and she was praying at her home, I guess. So suddenly she was doing that one day, and her sister calls her Pooh Bunny Parvati, and Parvati is a goddess. An Indian goddess, and she says, oh, you know, you're Pooh, but then now suddenly you're acting like Parvati the goddess. So my mom, every time she talks to me, she calls me Pooh Bunny Parvati. So So they don't understand what exactly I'm doing. Even on Friday, I texted them that I'm doing this, I'm taking up this course, and my sister paid for this course again. And she did not ask a second question. She does not learn all these things herself, but then she un I mean it's not sure, she doesn't have to understand what I'm doing, but then she accepts everything. My parents, they don't have to understand and get deep into all these things, but then they accept it. And this is such a huge form of love, huge form of love. It's the same situation with the universe. You wouldn't understand why certain things are happening to you at the moment, but then acceptance, even without understanding. If you understand something, then yes, of course, you will definitely accept that, this is why this is happening to me, and it's okay, and I accept myself for this thing. But then once you don't, there would be situations which you don't understand around you, and it's okay to not understand those situations. Just accept it that it's yours. Accept it. Accept, accept, accept. And it's so important to accept. And acceptance without even understanding, this is beyond some, I don't know, some sort of unconditional love that people give you. And that is how I came to realize how acceptance is the first step towards loving yourself. Because once you accept these situations without even knowing the reason behind it, because we cannot know the reasons, we cannot, we can just accept, bow our heads down, and accept everything that comes our way. Everything that comes our way. And that's why it is the first step. Understand that everything that's happening, you wouldn't understand the reason behind it right now. You're not a bad person. Yes, sometimes we would question our situations and think like, I'm not a bad person. Why is this thing happening to me? What have I done to someone else to deserve this kind of behavior, to deserve this kind of life? You wouldn't understand or get the answers to these questions right then. But then accept that it is yours. It is okay. It is okay. So the book that I've recently started reading, it's called Conversations with God. And it says that you will not have that for which you ask, nor can you have anything you want. This is because your very request is a statement of lack. And you're saying you want a thing only works to produce that precise experience, wanting, in your reality. The correct prayer is therefore never a prayer of supplication, but a prayer of gratitude. When you thank God in advance for that which you choose to experience in your reality, you in effect acknowledge that it is there in effect. Thankfulness is thus the most powerful statement to God, an affirmation that even before you ask, I have answered. Therefore, never supplicate, appreciate. So, gratitude. I said, like, once you accept that this situation is happening to me and I accept it, you could accept that it is your fault, you could accept that this is your situation. If you don't understand, if it's beyond your control, if it's a situation that you see no good or benefit at the moment, just accept it. Really, just stop resisting the situation, stop running away from it, stop finding solutions elsewhere. Accept the situation as yours. Accept the experience as yours. Once you accept it, feel gratitude, because this is the universe, or the God, whatever you call it. It's the universe's way of telling you how much love the universe has to offer you. Now, when somebody is giving you so much love, you should feel more and more gratitude towards that thing or that situation. Why? Even if it's like another person who's hurting you, because usually we experience things from other people. And other people who say mean things to us, and that's what affects us the most. That's where we feel most hurt and most affected. We can still recover, physical pains and everything, but then these pains that we feel, where we feel ditched from somebody or something like that. These sometimes it takes a very, very, very long time to recover these things. And even physical pain, if we associate a lot of, lack of doing something with our physical pain, inability to do something, then we associate them to a greater level of pain, and it takes a lot of time for us to heal from that. Now, when I think of the word pain, I think of emotional pain because it is again something that I associate pain most with. But then probably if I say pain in front of somebody else, they would maybe associate it with physical pain because that has been the most struggle for their own life. So we would all have our own different experiences with different words. But then gratitude is an expression. Now, how to express gratitude? How do I express gratitude towards a person who has hurt me so much? For example, how do I express my thanks to the universe when I have had such a horrible person in my life or something bad has happened? So first, let's begin with thanking whatever you have. How to identify that? I was in the hospital, and this was the in the initial days, and the doctor said that for 2 weeks I will be in a specific ward where I will not have access to my phone, and they will give me medicines and everything, and there were other people also, and that's how it will be. And I got very furious because I did not understand this thing. I said, but then how will this help me? My phone is the only thing that is keeping me sane at the moment because I can talk to people anytime I feel stressed or something happens, and I can call someone, and my friends in India and everyone, and I can talk to my family, and then they make me feel okay. I can't remain alone with my thoughts, and it's so difficult for me to do that. So they said, the doctor came, and I made a huge scene out of it, and they all said, no, you don't know how to treat me. I really told the doctors here that you don't know what's going on and you don't know how to treat me. This cannot help me. So you don't know. You listen to me. I am the most brilliant doctor. I know everything. So I will tell you how to treat me, okay? This is not the way. This is not the right way. I will tell you what to do. You give me this and this. I was trying to give them complete directions. So the most senior doctor, she came, and she was like, she heard me, and then she goes like, no, we're not going to listen to her. You will have to stay here for 1 week, and then we'll see if you improve, and then we'll think about shifting you to another ward where you can have access to your phone. Now, I was very angry initially. I was like, what is happening? And then I had a roommate, and I told her, this, they don't know how to treat people. This cannot help me. This cannot help me. This cannot help me. But then in that 1 week, I realized how important that particular situation was for me. I spent a lot of time alone. Not alone, but then I had to spend a lot of time with people who were there, and I made so many friends and so many nice people. They all taught me German, and I made so many friends there, and especially like this man who was around 70 years old, and his wife would also bring us cupcakes and everything whenever she would come to visit him, and we would play games and so many things. We would watch television, read books, talk to each other about each other's lives, and we realize like how much we have in common. All the people across the entire world, we have all the same problems. It's all about relationships, boys, this and that, and we would have conversations. We would say that, oh, this person did this, oh, same thing happened to me, same thing happened to me, those things. We were just venting out, and we made such huge connections. Now, after a week, when the doctor came to see me, I was a different person, and I thanked the doctor for not listening to me. Meanwhile, what I did was, initially when I was, I had a lot of thoughts and I was very frustrated, I just took my book and I had a pencil, and I started writing everything that I was grateful for. Everyone, everything, every person in my life that I was thankful for. Once I started doing that, this entire week came much easier. It brought me into the present moment, because once you are thankful for everything that's there with you in the present moment, you again come back to the present moment, like I said in the first episode, where life is supposed to be in your mind and in the present. Now, once you bring yourself in the present moment, you become and you have this feeling of gratitude. You feel elevated. You feel elevated for everything that's happening around you and everything that's going on around you and everyone that is there or not there in your life. You would feel grateful for every bad situation that's going on in your life. And after 1 week, really, like the doctor was also so happy. She was like, "Oh, your German has also improved so much." So she moved me to another one. And she's like, "Okay, yeah, now we can shift you to another one and then we'll see what happens." And she was super happy. And everybody was super happy with me. Like, though, when I was leaving that ward, there was this girl who became my friend and she started to cry as well. She said, like, "I will miss you so much," and everything. And it was so beautiful. So beautiful. And this would not have happened had I rejected. And that rejection would have been accepted by somebody else had I not accepted the situation after a while. And had I not been grateful to what I had been through. So it was gratitude is something that brings you a lot of peace, a lot of peace. And it will definitely bring you a lot of peace, because there would be situations in life where we don't understand what's happening, where we don't know why it's happening, but it still keeps happening. And so, because we don't know, so our ego mind wants us to know, because it doesn't let go of anything unknown. We have to know everything. We have to have all the answers, all the answers. We cannot have all the answers all the time. There's a process, and with this process, with time, we will get the answers if you are ready to receive. Only if you are ready to receive. But then, if you're not ready to even listen to what's being said to us, what's being told to us, then we can never understand what's happening around us. And experiences are a medium of communication. Understand that it's a huge medium of communication. In the book that I'm reading now, A Conversation with God, it's like in the initial chapters, it says that communication of God to you is via thoughts and experiences, because experiences create feelings and feelings create thoughts. And so sometimes, you get those thoughts on your own as well. So all these things are communications and indications. And if they are not of the highest level, then they're not thoughts that are communications by God, but then this is gibberish that you have to be more mindful and about, and you try to replace them with better thoughts. And what are those better thoughts? Those thoughts are of acceptance and those thoughts are of gratitude. Be thankful, even if you don't have anything. There was one day, and I specifically remember this night, I was very upset. I went to my room and I just broke down. And but the only thing that was coming out of my mouth was thank you. Thank you. I trust you, universe. I trust you. I trust you. Do whatever you want to. Do whatever you want to. I will see. I will see. I just thank you. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Trust me. And I was in physical pain as well. It was not just emotional, it was physical pain also. But then I had this faith in universe that kept me going on. And this is not a phase that I'm talking about. You'd be like, "Okay, so why don't you go back to that phase again?" I don't know. But then I would probably experience it very differently now, because I have experienced these things for a reason, and I know that there is a reason, and that's why I want to record these things, so that if anybody's going through those things, try having such affirmations and gratitude, emotions like this, so that you are able to survive that period in your life and experience it in a better way, in with a lot of ease and not much of resentment and resistance, just with ease.
Ease, 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 and it'll come to you. It will definitely come to you. So, whenever you face a situation, accept and say thank you, because you should be thankful for anything good that's happening to you or any communication that you receive. Just be very, 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 very grateful. Now, the third step, forgiveness. So, once you've accepted that yes, this is my situation, or this is me behaving this way, or this is my behavioral pattern that I need to work on, you say thank you for making me realize this thing. It's such a huge knowledge, and thank you so much for giving me that. Third step is forgiveness. You forgive the situation, you forgive that thing, because forgiveness is never for somebody else, and it's always felt, more felt than said. Even gratefulness, even gratitude for that matter, you should feel gratitude from inside. And once you start saying yes, it comes inside, it can work both ways. But then it's very important that by the end of the day, you start feeling grateful also. And then you forgive. Forgiveness is never for the other person, trust me, even if it's the person who has hurt you or insulted you. Understand that, probably if you are facing or doing certain situations because of your lack of love, the other person is also doing situations because of their lack of love in their own situations. Now, again, this does not mean that keep going back to people who are insulting you, but then forgive them because probably they have not never understood love the way you have. Their perception of love and everything in life would be different from you. Now, in another book that I was reading, it's called You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay, I guess. Yes, Louise L. Hay. So she says in the initial chapters, she speaks about forgiveness and she gives an exercise. So she says, close your eyes and imagine the person that you resent the most. So in this case, in your list, imagine the person who's hurting you the most or bothering you the most at the moment. Imagine that person standing on a stage inside a theater and you are in the audience. Now imagine that you are giving all the good things to this person. Everything good in life that you can think of is happening to this person at this moment. Be it whatever, the best job, a good relationship, children, family, whatever it is, I don't know, fame, success, power, money, whatever it is, just give everything to this person. This exercise sounds very simple, but it's very, very hard. The first time I did this, it took me a whole I realized like how much of resentment I was keeping inside me. And this is just to make you realize how much resentment and things you are holding on to. Because the more difficult this exercise is for you, the more you need to do it, regularly. And it's such a good exercise. Just do it. Because even if you do it 10 times, it would become easier and easier over time. It will definitely be easier over time. And the day you realize that, you're able to give all the good things to this person standing on the stage without any hesitation, without any resentment, without any negative feelings in occurring inside your body, then that is the moment that you realize that, you have really forgiven this person, or you have forgiven for a matter of fact, yourself, and you have begun to experience greater love. And this is definitely not, it's not for the other person, trust me, it's for you. Because why wish bad for somebody, even if this person has done something bad to you? And I understand, because our ego does not let us give away the power that we've taken from somebody. And this was another struggle that I had. I wanted to take away my power, but then I also wanted to have some sort of control over the other situation. I wanted, I have suffered that, this per people these people should also have some level of suffering. But then why? This is again, if I think from that place, that means that I am again being mean to me, because I need to reflect more on myself and my own actions. So don't have any negativity inside of you. The other person's karma and belief system is not yours to change. The only thing that you can change is your own universe, your own mindset, and your own life. And your own life is always in the present, as is inside you, in your head. And forgiveness is one of the biggest things that we forget to do. And just forgive this thing. Now, after you've done that with another person, imagine yourself also standing on the stage and imagine that you get everything nice. Why? Because it's so important that, you know, usually again, everything is a reflection. And if you're not forgiving somebody else, it's because we haven't forgiven ourselves as well. So for some reason or some place or the other. And we're stopping ourselves from the abundant life, abundant in health, wealth, money, success, everything, everything that you desire. Somewhere we are stopping ourselves because we are not forgiving ourselves also. It'll be so much easier. And once you've done that for the other person, do that for you also, you know, and do this exercise 10 times a day. The harder it is for you, do it. You must do it. Imagine this for once. And if it, you know, gives you any sort of resistance, even if it's very little and you think, yeah, okay, this much of resistance is okay, but then why keep that? Just let it out. Let all the resistance out of your system, all the negative emotions, all the negativity out of your system, because you don't need that. You don't need to hold someone's power in your hands. You don't need to stop anybody, or you don't need to pray for someone's, you know, bad fortune or misfortune. You don't have to do that. It is okay. It is okay. And just let go of situations. This would help you recover from any bad situation that's happening to you and anybody who's hurting you. This would just help you recover that. Now again, once you reflect on yourself, you have these situations, you look at where you are being that person or that thing or that habit, you accept the situation, you accept that habit, you accept that mistake, you feel gratitude towards the universe for making you this, for making you realize everything. And then you forgive yourself, the other person, the situation, anything for that. Once you fill yourself with these three emotions, the last step was love. Now, again, when I say love, what do you think of? Do you think of anger? Do you think of somebody being strict to you? Do you think of someone yelling at you? No, right? That's not love. You feel scared with that, those emotions. When you think of love, it brings a smile to your face. So this word is actually something for you to discover. What love is really for you. And you will discover this word once you have all the other feelings. Once you have accepted the situation, accepted the love that the universe is giving you. Once you are grateful to the universe for everything that the universe is doing to you, and once you forgive the situation, the people, anything that is hurting you, then you start to feel love. And you ask yourself, how do I love myself? How do I put more love in my system? This could be just, you know, by having an honest conversation with yourself. Like, I have done that. Like, If I would break down, or, you know, if there's some situation that's bothering me, I would just, you know, stop for a moment and I would feel, I would just sit with me and I would say, okay, what is it that's bothering you? Why are you feeling this way? Why are you feeling upset? Do you want to cry? Okay, let's cry. It's okay. Just let yourself be. Then you would really understand. Now, love can have different meanings in each one of us, but then the only thing that's the universal truth is that we still all need love, whatever it is, and it's never a bad feeling. Our definitions of love can never be bad, whoever it may be, however, whatever kind of experiences you've had. But then your definition of love can never ever be bad. It can never be, you know, that love is in criticizing someone. Nobody would ever say that. You would say that, you know, love is in understanding, love is in talking, love is in sharing a cup of tea, love is in taking a bath, love is in, you know, just lying down on the bed, letting yourself be, love is in just hugging you, or you know, somebody, love is in playing music, love is in everything that you do or that's around you, love is everywhere. And that's when you will realize that love is here, there and everywhere, everywhere. Love is in every situation. Love is inside every person that you meet. Every person. When I say that, you know, we are all souls. And this thing also my healer told me this about this concept. And it was so beautiful that every soul that comes in human form on this earth, and if that soul is giving you pain, it gives a lot more pain to the soul who's hurting you than you know, the one who's on the receiving end, because you have a lesson to learn. But then the soul who's taking so much pain to make you learn that lesson, you should always be grateful for that soul, because you know, anger and all these emotions, they come from a place of sadness. Probably this person has so much sadness that they don't even see it. They've locked it inside them and they don't want to see it. You know, we think that everybody should behave the way that we think they should be doing, and that is the right way and their way is the wrong way. There's no right and wrong. Everybody is just the way that they're supposed to be. And everything is just where it is supposed to be. It can never be our way, because our way comes from a place of ego and it's not how it is supposed to work. We don't know everything. We're not God. Ask yourself, are you God? Are you God? Is the answer yes? Why are you worried about these things? Do you think God worries about, you know, that this person was, I don't know, gossiping about this thing, or that person did not give you your money on time, or, you know, did not pay you back? Did you ask for that person for your money in return, or you're just gossiping and, you know, doing all the negative things on your own and talking bad about somebody? Understand that the other soul is probably in a lot of pain as well, and their expression of pain is different from yours. Now, there could also be situations where you feel that, you know, you don't do this. You say, no, I never do this. I am perfect. Okay, I know everything about self-love. I know everything. There's nobody who knows everything about self-love or everything about love in this entire world. Or there's nobody who knows nothing about love who would say, you know, yeah, I understand, but then I don't think that this is ever possible. This is ever possible. This is just not possible. I cannot still love myself. Or I have never experienced love. You don't know. That's just not possible. It is just not possible. We just don't see things out of ego. And ego has two sides. One is the thing that says that you are perfect. And one is the voice that says that you don't know anything. Because when ego is flipped, it becomes into self-loathing behavior and victimization mentality. Now, how else can you spot that, you know, that something's bothering you? Because sometimes it wouldn't be as clear, and there are behaviors that we accept more easily than the other situations, and we think that, yeah, no, this is not bothering, this is that's a different thing, that's only, you know, if you are crying or you're angry or you're yelling or something. For example, if you find yourself gossiping, this is another behavior where you should understand that, become mindful as soon as you start gossiping about somebody, that you are, that this situation has, or this person has power over your life. You are giving some power to this person in your life. If you see yourself blaming somebody for some situation, if you see yourself criticizing someone's behavior or some situation, or how somebody else behaved in certain situation and it did not go as per your expectations or whatever it is, and your perception of right and wrong, and it could be judging somebody, these behaviors are indications in you coming in the forms, blessings coming in the forms of words, trying to make you realize that these situations hold certain power over you, and you need to work on those situations. So again, if you're gossiping, if you're criticizing, if you're blaming, or if you're making fun of somebody or some situation, these are the things where you need to question yourself that I am giving or you need to realize that you are giving your power away to this person, and you are, and this person has impact over your life, and this person is affecting you in a negative way, and you need to look inside yourself, why is this thing or this behavior or this situation or this whatever, why is it affecting me? Why am I not able to do these things, and why do I think that I have the need to gossip or criticize or talk badly about somebody? And you would also think that it is okay to gossip. Everybody gossips. I love gossiping. You know, some people even take pride in saying that, you know, gossiping is their hobby. I love a hot gossip. How can it be your hobby? Like, can, how does anyone ever come and say that, you know, murdering people is my hobby and take pride in that? How do you even say, like, these are situations, and I'm not judging. I understand that this comes from a situation and understanding that it is okay to indulge into certain negative behavior. And we can't all be perfect, you know, we're not God. But then acceptance of such negative emotions is what surprises me sometimes. Let me give you an example. My friend asked me that, why were you laughing in the podcast? Who were you talking to? I said I was talking to myself inside my room. Now, if I say that I often do this and I laugh alone in a room, you would think, okay, this girl has gone crazy. But if I say that there were times when I was crying alone in my room on my bed, you would say, oh, we're sorry for you. So it's very easy for us to accept all the negative emotions, all the negative things that we do and negative behaviors. It's easy for us to accept that somebody is sad, but we cannot accept the good emotions inside us. And happiness and laughter is just an expression. We're easily able to accept that, yes, you know, it's okay if you're sad, but then we cannot accept that, you know, why are you so happy? What's wrong with you? Are you on drugs or something? You know, we would question this person. But then we don't question the person when the person is crying uncontrollably. We're like, oh, okay, yes, there must be something. Now, again, I'm not saying that, you know, the person who's crying should not do that. But then I'm just saying the level of the difference. I hope I can make you understand the level of difference in the weightage that we give towards the negative as opposed to the positive behavior and our blessings as well. Now, it is the same thing when we count our blessings, when we count the things that we have. We think that, yes, having one car, so what, people have one car with them, or, you know, having a house to live, having a job is okay, having a bed to sleep is okay, having parents is okay, not having parents, I don't know, things that we have, we think that, yes, this is something that we should have had. But then things that we don't have, we keep focusing on things that we don't have. And we also start comparing ourselves with everyone else. And we think that, you know, somebody else is more loved from the universe. Someone else is better than us. I wish my life was like that. I wish my parents were like that. I wish my car was like that. I wish my clothes were like that. I wish I looked like that. I wish I was as tall as this person. But then, you know, once you understand how much focus and energy and weightage and power we give to all these negative things and not to the things that we are grateful for, it takes a toll of your energy and your lifetime. And the sooner you realize all the blessings that are there in your life, the sooner you will understand how grateful you are to have this life and what is your purpose. Why were you born on this earth? This is all borrowed, you know, and I have read this in so many. If you are a religious person and if you follow a particular religion, then you can open any religious texture and they would tell you the same thing, that everything around us is borrowed and we've borrowed it. Be it this body, it's just a container to have our souls, and all our souls are equal and the universe is abundant and in its love for everyone, each one of us. We all have our own gifts. We all have our own purpose to serve on this earth. And nobody is better than the other person. We are all the same. We are all equal. And we are all equally blessed. We are all equally blessed. So, yes. This time I wanted this episode to be a little longer so that I could explain these things in a little more detail. I hope that this brings a deeper understanding of everything that goes on around us and, you know, makes you feel more grateful for everything that you have. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope these things bring you a deeper understanding of everything that goes on around us and brings you some level of peace. And see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to me. And life goes on. And if you have any questions, feedbacks, or anything to say to me, you can always, always, always contact me on my Instagram. My Instagram ID will be there on the description of this page. So see you next time. Bye-bye.